morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Always great to have the Pot County folks in. Great last segment there. Nobody is harmed. I just want to clarify, everybody's fine. Walked out of the studio in good health.
And great spirits.
And great spirits, absolutely. Well, last week I mentioned something about talking a little bit about the Supreme Court's decision on sports betting because our friends on The Game that airs from 4 to 6, they covered this a little bit and got a little bit of perspective from some of our folks around the area about sports betting. And let's just kind of go back and give you a little metadata on this. It was May 14th, not yesterday, but last Monday, that the Supreme Court cleared the way for states coast to coast to legalize betting on sports, breaking a long-time ban on the issue. The first bets actually could be placed at really any time. When it comes to Missouri and Kansas, odds are it's not going to happen anytime soon, according to some reporting last week by the Kansas City Star. The legislatures in both states did actually hear some measures during their spring legislative sessions that maybe would have put them in a position to legalize gambling, depending on the court's ruling. But Kansas session that ended May 4th, so really doesn't look like, as far as this year, that's really going to be on the radar anytime soon. But next year, I guess that's kind of where you maybe think about things, especially when you consider the state's budget issues. While it has been a little bit better than, say, it was 2 or 3 years ago, the state could probably still use some money to fund some of the things that, for instance, that we talked about with Pottawatomie County officials when it comes to mental health facilities and those sort of things. As far as any extra money, it's not as if the state of Kansas has a whole lot of extra money right now. So that is an avenue that maybe they could get a little extra revenue into the state coffers. And when you think about the fact that the state has been legalizing casinos and having some state-owned casinos throughout the state over the past few years, you do kind of wonder, well, that is kind of a step in that direction when it comes to sports betting on pro sports, college sports, mainly the main sports of football, basketball, etc. Friends at The Game did interview AD Gene Taylor, Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor, on the issue, on the possibility of that sort of legalized sports betting in the state of Kansas, if that were to happen. Here was his answer to that and his thoughts on the issue when they asked him about that on The Game. Here's Gene Taylor.
Well, I'm nervous about it. We know it goes on illegally. It's been going on for years. We know people bet on whether our games here or wherever. Football is probably the biggest one, but, the Final Four, the NCAA tournament, I'm just really nervous about how do we regulate it, I don't know. I'm just really nervous about where this is going to go. Obviously, it's now up to each state, and so if Kansas were to pass a law to allow, sports betting, then we would deal with it at that point. Certainly we're going to talk to our folks in the legislator and help them understand our concerns at some point. But yeah, I'm nervous about it. I really am. I think it adds an element to the game that we know that it's there. Maybe it becomes illegal. Maybe it becomes legal. Maybe it's better monitored, but we'll see.
And again, that was Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor on The Game a couple weeks ago. I think actually might have been that day or was the day after the Supreme Court made a ruling. So some interesting thoughts there.
I think it's going to be, I don't know, in some respects I find it to be somewhat troubling, but it seems to be a real natural progression. I think that it happens.
We know it happens.
It happens, and, it's, in some ways, there's kind of a parallel between the legalization of marijuana.
Agreed.
Because it happens. Here's an opportunity maybe for the state to make some money. To be able to do it on a local basis, what's that going to do for the casino industry here in Kansas? Goodness, I think that there's so many aspects about this, and I can understand where AD Taylor is coming from, and obviously I think it's very concerning, especially when you're talking about college athletes who aren't paid to play, who could be influenced because of betting.
Especially because they aren't paid to play.
It's
like,
happened.
You know, yeah.
It's happened. Not here
right.
that I'm aware of, but it has happened. And so, you know, there's – you got this interesting dichotomy here of, you know, what's in the best interest of the sport and what's in the best interest of state government.
Very true. Very true. And, again, we got about a little less than 5 minutes left. If you do want to weigh in on the issue of sports betting real quick, 785-537-1350. But, Dave, I think you bring up a good point. I think that when it comes to Gene Taylor's perspective on this – and that's where one of these stories, it's kind of a sports story, but it's also kind of a news story, too, when you look at it from the perspective
sure.
of state budgets and how this sort of thing would be regulated. It is much more complicated for a university, for the NCAA, than it is for pro teams. Because I've heard that one thing that this would maybe allow to do in the future is to allow sports betting at actual stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about that for pro stadiums, but I don't know. I'm a little unclear of what that could mean for college stadiums.
I think the NCAA needs to come up with some sort of ruling on that, and probably sooner than later.
Because that's where it gets murky.
That's where things really get murky and really troubling for college athletics. I mean, there are so many financial things. You know, we've seen so many different stories with Adidas and their influence on schools. And there's a lot of different things, you know, where money comes through and maybe inappropriately. And here's another stream of that potential it's really got to be cumbersome if you're in that compliance department, if you're in that management department of a college facility. The NCAA needs to make a ruling on that. Now, that doesn't mean just at least pertaining to betting on the campus.
For sure.
On the campus. And that's, the Regents may want to look into that as well. That, you know, I would, that raises huge caution flags to me, almost red flags.
For sure.
For college athletics.
For
now,
a pro team, you can really kind of just,
I don't
whatever.
Care.
Right.
If I'm going to a Royals game or a Chiefs game and I want to throw 20 down on, you know, on Travis Kelce getting two touchdowns or whatever, I'm
sure.
I'm fine with that. They're paid. It's a whole different deal. It's a whole different scenario there on the pro level. But to, you know, and I don't have a problem with people wanting to bet on their favorite college team, but not at the facility, not on the campus.
For sure, that's where it gets crazy. According to Kansas City Star reporting,
but I think the Supreme Court did a good thing. But there has to be some – you have to take into consideration what the unintended circumstances could be, especially with college athletics.
Very much so. According to Kansas City Star, Americans wager about $150 billion on sports each year illegally,
wow.
according to the American Gaming Association.
Illegally.
Yeah, illegally. That's just the illegal money. $150 billion.
Wow.
That's a big chunk of cash right there. That's a big chunk of cash, and that's why we're talking about it. That's why it's becoming such an issue. Because as you said at the beginning, I mean, this is something that we know that's been going on, and this was a ruling that I think was pretty inevitable in a lot of ways. So that's going to be interesting.
The NCAA has a lot of regulations with its employees. Now, I'm considered, in my role as an announcer, I'm considered an NCAA employee.
Right, okay. You can't bet on anything.
I don't bet on anything college. I don't bet anyway. I play the lottery. I'm fine with that. But I don't bet. I don't do the office pools, you know, on the big dance. I don't do anything like that. And you know, the NCAA and each individual conference and probably each state board of regents has to take a stand on how that's going to be handled in a college atmosphere.
Very interesting. Very interesting comments from AD Gene Taylor. Again, thanks to John Kurtznoldos at the game for letting me play that audio this morning. Thanks for listening. If you miss any of today's episode, we'll be on demand a little later today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, has some Riley County school folks in and Ron Wilson, Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest. He's going to talk about that. It'll be fun.
All right.
Be good to have him in.
That'll be fun.
Thanks for listening.
You bet. It's 10 o'clock at K-Man.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC.